The most popular and most recorded Christmas song of all time is really about California, but many people have never even heard the part of it that refers to the Golden State. We've brought back this favorite piece from last year by the California Report's Nina Thorson.
The sun is shining, the grass is green, the orange and palm trees sway.
Orange and palm trees, it certainly sounds like California.
There's never been such a day in Beverly Hills, L.A.
But where this song goes next may surprise you.
But it's December the 24th, and I am longing to be up north. I'm dreaming of a white Christmas.
These three recordings use the opening verse, but many performances of White Christmas leave it out, including both of the movies that helped make the song famous.
But it can't be understood as a California song without the first bars.
Gregory Rodriguez wrote about White Christmas for the LA Times. Rodriguez says there is something quintessentially Californian about the song, and the longing to be up north, or at least longing to be somewhere that we're not.
The American story is a story of migration, and the California story is the American story on steroids. That's the flip side of this great triumphant story of movement. And particularly in California, I think it speaks to people who may be missing people back home.
Which is what Irving Berlin was probably doing when he composed White Christmas. Berlin often had to work in Hollywood, far from his New York home and family. He originally planned the song to be part of a Broadway show, a satire on Californians indulging in faux nostalgia for snowy winters while lounging comfortably by a pool.
Where the treetops glisten and children listen to hear sleighbells.
But by the time White Christmas was published, it was part of Holiday Inn, a 1942 movie set in New England.
The verse vaguely refers to plot points in California that don't match up with the movie.
Arnie Fogel is a singer and broadcaster and something of a Bing Crosby expert. But he says the reason for the song's success wasn't so much the crooner's performance, but the timing of its release in 1942, just as American GIs were being sent overseas.
Because here I am fighting this war for our way of life, and I wish I was back home the way it was when I was a kid. And that's what the song really meant to all those people, and that's why the song really took off. It's universal quality. The verse is absolutely non-universalizes it, if there's such a word. It becomes a very specific California song.
With the verse or without it, more than 70 years after its publication, White Christmas is still the most recorded song in any genre, anywhere. Covered by everyone from Elvis Presley to Bob Marley to Darlene Love.
The sun is shining, the grass is green, the orange and palm trees sway. There's never been such a day in old L.A. But it's December the 24th.
For the California Report, I'm Nina Thorson.